Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Joe sits down. He lets lets him know that everyone thinks that their relationship, that they had a relationship prior to the show, mm-hmm. that all of this was set up. And Brendan tries to explain the whole 2 versus 10 thing, how yeah. they hung out twice one-on-one, but maybe other times.
I knew it was this shit. I knew it was this bullshit. Because he knows that hanging out twice is not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those.
So he's going to say, I never lied. Yeah. We did hang out 10 times.
Uh-huh.
But he's missing the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, right. like all the other ones.
All the eight other times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And then he's on his same bullshit. Like I never promised Natasha anything.
Mm,
that's why I really stand for Natasha. And that's how you know she's just like a grown ass woman. Cause she didn't get her feelings. She just said to him, that's not what this is about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
This is not I'm not in my feelings about you promised me the world away. This is not what this is about.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you are deceptive.
Right.
You are wasting not only my time, but Demi's time. Everybody's time.
Yeah, Deandra, everybody who could have.
Deandra,
yeah.
You're taking up spots on the mm-hmm. beach. This is what this is about. Don't bring this back to me.
Yep.
Make me look like I'm crazy and Natasha's all head over heels. It's not about that.
Mm-mm.
Stop.
Mm-mm.
I love how she just like deaded that real quick.
Yep.
And so, yeah, Demi, like all the ladies are like putting their questions. Demi's like, were you waiting for the Piper the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Marissa, did you see each other the day before you left?
Mm-hmm.
Like, forcing them into saying yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes, because that's basically what it was. Brendan, of course, is getting defensive. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't read the rule book of paradise.
He got real. I mean, strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong.
Strong, and strong.
Ooh. Wrong, yeah. Wrong, strong, loud, wrong.
Strong.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So it's like there's no rule book to paradise. It's just an unspoken thing that you show up here single.
So the thing is, Brendan, there is a rule book to paradise. You have to come here single. You have to be yourself. You have mm-hmm. to, if you knew anything about this career that you wanted to have, you know mm-hmm. that there is a rule book. Okay?
Yeah.
Hannah G and
yeah.
Dylan probably were slid in the DMs, probably whatever, whatever. But did they come here a full-blown relationship? No.
Right.
And them two are still not married and still crawling into 2 million followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Just, and then Piper, she still don't get the message.
Piper.
She's like, I came here for Brendan.
And you're right. She's still.
She is almost like she drank a truth serum and she can't tell a lie.
Yes.
Like, I just want her to tell a lie so bad.
Me too.
Help Brendan out, girl. Like,
he's throwing you all these clues, right?
Oh,
mad clues. And she was like, no, he was my boyfriend. Who cares about this Darcy
yeah.
woman? She wasn't gonna get anybody anyway. Who cared? Like,
right.
Whoa, God.
Like, just ridiculous. This,
man.
Her game plan, her strategy through this whole thing is just like hilarious to me. I just don't understand Piper's how she wanted to move. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as she said that, immediately Demi's like, you guys could have done this back home.
Back
why
home.
It comes to paradise. That's
yep.
why we're mad. It's not about
yeah.
even about Natasha. It's about
right.
the fact that you came here to date. This is
right.
not what this is for. Like, what?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. And so, of course, they're all, like, roasting them. And
mm-hmm.
Brendan's like, hey, hey. I've said all I needed to say. So, when people like they're done with being attacked,
yeah,
really, you're getting attacked right now,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
rightfully so,
yeah.
you know, I've said all I need to say. You guys can stay here, but I'm going to remove myself.
Uh-huh.
And my girl, Marissa, I just love her.
I know, me too.
She said, remove yourself from paradise or from this conversation? She knew the answer. She knew what he was saying, but she had to, you know, just put a little exclamation on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he just storms off.
And Lucky Riley wasn't there.
About,
woo!
Yeah,
woo!
Right.
Because he was.
See how he disrespect Marissa. Yeah. Like, yes. To do with you.
Yeah.
Lucky Riley wasn't nowhere in the vicinity.
Mm.
But yeah, he's off in his confessional, just talking about all this is pathetic, mm-hmm. and him and Piper off on the daybeds, chatting again as if they don't have on microphones.
Scheming again. Why didn't you all scheme when you were at home?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. I am just so baffled.
So baffled. Yeah. They came here to be mic'd up on camera and strategize. This is not the Big Brother house.
Right. Right.
This is not a strategy game.
No.
You do that strategizing if you want.
Yeah. Before. Yeah. If you want, which fine if you want.
Which people do.
Yeah. Yeah,
they, a lot of people come here with little connections here and there. Uh-huh. Jacenia had a whole thing with Chris before. We're not really talking about it though because she came like
yes, it dated Ivan. Like, yes,
yeah, right. Ugh, I can't. The two of them mic'd up talking shit on Deandra, saying Deandra's just mad. No one's talking to her.
See, and the fact like Piper, you are on Matt James's season. You should know better than talk about anybody black. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I just
you were on probably the worst season they've ever had, and it was all
the worst.
The worst, and it was all revolving around race,
yeah,
and two race. Biracial women who did not get the cut over a racist white woman, and here you go mm-hmm. talking shit exclusively about the black women. Whew. Mm.
I can't. Brendan again. Natasha had zero chance of actually having a relationship with anyone here.
Yo.
Calls her salty.
Ooh.
And then Piper's just there hanging on his arm like, yeah. What is this? Where am I? You guys are, I just can't.
Oh,
I just don't understand the thought process of doing, saying all of this fresh off of the heels of Matt James' season. One. And then two, you're mic'd up on camera. How did you think this was going to be portrayed? It's just, I don't get it. And then these two knuckleheads continue to talk about Instagram. Piper brings up again
the followers.
She's excited. She's like, I'm excited to potentially make more money, but I have a master's in marketing. So like, if not, I could figure it out.
Girl, well, you better start figuring.
You better start.
Mm.
Whatever university she got her master's from, they need to lose their accreditation.
No.
A master's in marketing?
This was all her decision. This had nothing to do with the university she went to. She is just a fool.
She ain't learned shit. She can't call out. She can't lean back on that master's in marketing if she don't know the first thing about marketing a story. Her own story.
Storytelling.
That Demi said.
Yeah.
Storytelling. Mm-hmm. Demi said it best in the end. They became the villains of their own
story. Yep.
Marketing is storytelling. You have a master's in it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn?
What'd you pay for, girl?
Trying to be that person. I have a master's in marketing. Don't even call out that degree, girl.
Right? Now you look even dumber. Oh my God.
You look even dumber. You look, I'm so mad she said that.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
And then probably the most telling part of that little convo, their little quote unquote secret convo off on the day bits.
And we all heard
cameras all around was when Piper said to him, I told you I didn't want to come.
Yeah.
So that's a confirmation that this was Brendan's whole idea.
A whole plot. And that they plotted it together.
Wow. And then they came together
God
and plotted
damn.
It together.
Oh my God.
So everyone is back over by the bar talking about Brendan and Piper. Everyone collectively thinks they should go home. Everyone is like fully expecting them any moment now to give their
self-eliminate.
Goodbyes and leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And sure enough, who comes with their tails beneath their legs? Brendan and Piper.
Looking a fool. At least they got in the same van.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Delis. they just look like losers.
Yeah.
Like, this environment is not where we want to be at the moment. No.
You need
to fuck out because nobody wants you here. That's why.
Yeah. And you got to go home and figure it out.
And think about your ways.
It ain't going to be here. Yeah.
Oof. So not. And yeah, Demi, they're not America's sweetheart couple. They're the villains of their own story. That's exactly it.
Sorry.
Goddamn. Sorry. One more thing. In the SUV, Brendan literally said, "I didn't want to intentionally lead anyone on. I just withheld information."
Yeah. I'm just a manipulator, but I'm not a manipulator.
I'm also just a liar. I withheld information. Right. So you lied.
You lied. So you lied.
You're a liar.
Oh my God.
Oh man, these people are terrible. What just terrible trash humans. Okay. Riley and Marissa. Marissa set up a little special date for Riley. She looks bomb always.
All the time.
Oh, I don't know how in this humidity,
I know,
with all the rest of them, Demi's hair is frozen, Natasha's hair is frozen.
Demi's hair is huge.
Marissa got that gorilla glue.
Yeah, she sure do. She sure got that got to be. Okay.
Got that got to be. She did her little spray. Slick, slick, slick. That shit ain't moving.
Yeah.
She just looks bomb always. And so she set up this little game for her and Riley. They have to pick papers out of a bowl. Each paper has a body part on it. They got to lick whipped cream off the body part.
Oh my goodness.
We got Marissa's thigh, Riley's lips, all the way to Riley's toe.
That is insane. That's how you know they're so really good in love. How are you not the strongest couple? You think Abigail would lick Noah's toe? I don't even think Abigail would lick Noah's finger.
No.
And no appendages. Like, and she's over here licking his big toe.
Big old sandy.
Yo, they are hanging from the ceiling fan in that boom boom room. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Wild shit. I want to be a fly on the wall.
Me too!
So badly. I need to see what's happening. might learn a thing or
That's
two.
The thing. Yeah. I want to learn what you do. Like, because I know you didn't bring that much. So what y'all doing? Are you all tying the sheets up? What are you all doing in there getting creative? Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh my God, you're right though. She licking this man's toe. I don't know anybody else on this beach that would have done that with no hesitation.
Mm-mm. Would you lick Nate's toe? I don't know.
Hell no. I'm not looking to death, but I'm not looking his toe. I'm on 2 feet. Period. I really love this man.
Oh man.
Oh my God. But yeah, they have their whole little moment on the beach and then they head off to the boom boom room.
Mm-hmm. And it's like rose ceremony night.
Yeah. Everybody's in the cocktail party making connections. They are on a different path. Like they're just like on another journey. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Why are we getting, we're getting them going to the boom boom room, which I love. I love this.
I love
whole,
too.
Like,
yeah.
Orc. But I also want to see their love story at the same time as well. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
What are they connecting over? He's from from
Long
York,
Island,
right? Mm-hmm. She's from Montana, wherever the fuck. What are their conversations like?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to see that. Mm-hmm. I want to see Serena and Joe talking again about nothing.
Nothing. Like, Marissa nothing. And Riley. Oh my God.
I know they're talking about mad shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, they dip off to the boom boom room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a good time, come back later. Everybody's like still at the bar, like, where are they? And they're just like, dip off, come
Listen,
back later.
All they need is 10 minutes.
Still going. Cool.
All you need to do, lift that leg, Marissa. Ooh, girl. Love it.
Love it. So yeah, so I guess we got a little recap of what couples are here. So Mari and Kenny are like, they're back, they're solid.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Abigail, still a thing. There's some new couples forming, Ivan and Kendall.
Like, first of all, Kendall, get out of here. You need to leave voluntarily as well.
Get out of the beach.
You came here talking about where's Joe, not even introducing yourself.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you with Ivan?
What is her... Yeah, I don't understand. Why do you want to torture yourself and stay on this beach?
Right.
As soon as Joe said no, you should have just left.
You should have just left. She must be plotting on Serena. Oh, Lord. Mm-mm.
Yeah. God. Tia and James
oh right,
got something going,
something. Yes
he always
yes.
has a little something for a season to get him through a rose ceremony and then homegirl dips off with the next guy. But we see him and Tia making a connection. Thomas and Tammy. So Thomas, remember he had a good little date with Becca. Tammy pulls him aside. She's just like, you know, I don't care how your date went last night. I don't want to hear about it. I just want you to know I really care about you.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
I'm ready to have these children if you are. Let's get this going.
And she called him and you're my best friend.
Yo, Tammy, relax, ma. Stage 5 clinger vibes.
Yeah. That was real bad. When she called him his best friend, I was like, oh, you just leaning in to being a stage 5 clinger.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Wow. It makes me sad because she was a villain, and I really wanted her to have a redemption story, and she didn't. And I really wanted her to be like Coach Crystal, you know? I really wanted that for her, and it's just not happening. It's sad.
It's not happening, but she's writing this story herself. Like she's doing this herself.
Oh, Tammy, I know.
What is this? Golly. But yeah, Thomas is just like, you know, I know you don't want to hear about the date, but I gotta let you know it went well.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to keep steering you on. Mm-hmm. I do have feelings for Rebecca. I don't, and I don't feel guilty about it, which you need to say all that, but
you didn't need to say all of that, Thomas.
He did not need to say all that.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord. And Tammy just for the next 20 minutes just like proceeds to continuously beg him to choose
she's
her.
She's not taking no for an answer. This made me really sad for her because I was like, girl.
Yeah.
And then later on they said it was her birthday. They brought her out a cake and shit. Yeah. He was nowhere to be found. I was like, Tammy. Nope.
Yeah. Oh, it was really, really bad.
Mm.
But I hope she watches this back, seeing herself beg for this man, and just like I hope that triggered some type of self-love in her, because this was
that's what it was.
Sad watching it.
Yeah, it was the lack of self-love. It's the same when I watched Demi. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to go to the boom boom room? And he's like, I have to go pee. Like, oh my gosh.
It It's really sad to
watch.
It is
sad, yeah.
I really hope they're watching back and seeing themselves in this way and are like, I need to figure something up.
Yeah,
begging no man to love you ain't the way,
that's
girl.
Anyone, really. It's just not the way. Yeah.
It's just not the way.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.